Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son, that whoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Grandpas carry them in their pockets. Restaurants have them stocked by the register. Some churches have them in a basket in the entryway. I even know one church that called them sermon sweets. For over a century, peppermint candy has been bringing fresh breath to millions of mouths. But what's the problem with it? Even though these classic candies have been around for a long time, they don't always last long in our mouths. We let the flavor sit on our tongues for 30 seconds, but before long we lose our patience and chomp it down, and before long we wish we had another piece. Do we ever treat God's Word the same way, particularly the popular passages? For example, the Bible passage for our devotion today is John 3:16. It has topped the most popular Bible passages for many years. It has made its way onto posters at football games and tattooed on many arms. But specifically, because many of us have heard or read this passage so many times, it is easy to fail to savor what it really says. Listen again. God so loved the world. Perhaps more now than any other time in our lifetime, love is what's missing in this world. Mostly because we fail to define love. All too often, we make love just an emotion. With God, it's an action. A selfless action that doesn't count the cost. And that's what we see so clearly when we let our mind's eye picture Jesus on the cross, taking the punishment for our sins. That horrible death allows us to see the extent of God's love for us. He wanted us to spend our eternity with Him so much that He was willing to sacrifice His Son to make it happen. Today, don't let these words disappear from your thoughts too quickly. Savor them. Spend the day relaxing in the reality that the God of this universe loves you. Lord, help me slow down and savor the sweetness of your love. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com. Click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.